Today's New Testament reading is from 1 Peter, the second chapter. Be subject, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if, when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Charles Fisher from Epiphany Lutheran Church in New Salisbury, Indiana.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As you're preparing this message before the election, they said the election would be close, and it was. We in America have the opportunity to select our leaders. It wasn't always like that. When Peter was a disciple, people were subject to Roman rule. People paid taxes to Rome, but had no voice in the government. Rulers were not always just and fair. Jesus was arrested, although he had not committed a crime. Pilate, the governor, said Jesus did not deserve the death penalty, but sentenced Jesus to death to satisfy the voices of a mob. Jesus was silent before his accusers. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, he asked the Father to forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Although Jesus was under cruel Roman authority, Jesus used that authority to accomplish his purpose, the death of his son, so we could have eternal life. Peter himself knew what the inside of a prison was like. Peter wrote a letter to the Christians of his day telling them to obey the emperor. Peter wrote this letter at a time when persecution of Christians was increasing. But Peter looked at persecution differently than we do. In chapter 4, Peter wrote, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when its glory is revealed." When Martin Luther wrote the Table of Duties, what citizens owe their government in the Small Catechism, he quoted 1 Peter chapter 2. We should submit to authorities. Luther also quoted Jesus, who said, "Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Peter and Martin Luther did not live at a time when citizens voted. But if they had, they most likely would have said that it was a Christian's responsibility to vote. Thank you to those who voted. Peter wrote about ignorance and foolish people. Yes, this could be said about our past election, but we have to be careful. You may know some ignorant, foolish people. They may be your best friend. They may be someone in your family. The election was bitter, and people said a lot of things that weren't nice. Jesus said, you have heard it said of, to those of old, you shall not murder, nor murder shall be liable to the judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to the judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. Whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire. The votes have been counted. It's time to get on. God is in control. It's time to be at peace with those who have a different opinion. Jesus ate with sinners and tax collectors. Today we could say Jesus eat with Democrats and Republicans. Eat with those who have a different political view. God wants us to be at peace with us. We should be at peace with one another. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
We thank Pastor Charles Fisher from Epiphany Lutheran Church in New Salisbury, Indiana, for today's meditation on God's Word.